what's up? Welcome to the Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Eddie A. Jr., go online, I find a top 10 list and bring it back to Tim, Ma, Vaughn, Geddes, and Bear Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Tim, right now we're in the midst of a brand new Mortal Kombat, and so I figure what better a list to do than the best Mortal Kombat games ranked.
I love GameSpot. I love this because honestly, I am ill-equipped to come into this conversation. I have played the majority of these games, but to really tell you the differences between most of them, couldn't do it. So I'm excited for this because I'm ready to learn a couple things, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also excited to see how deep they go into some weird shit on the list.
That's my thing is, I think Mortal Kombat, in terms of the franchise entries, there are different ways you can go with it. I think Mortal Kombat's fun because it has different eras, right? You have the classic era, you have the 3D era, and then you have the current era of Mortal Kombat. And you can kind of see the breakdown of like which ones are good, which ones are not. Like there's the popular opinions that I think prevail over everything else. But then there are just weird spin-offs and shit that you could include in this.
I want to challenge us. I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, Bless. Mm-hmm. But let's go through the Mortal Kombat games. And can you tell me what the popular opinion is on each one?
I can do it on a broad sense. I definitely don't have like I don't have the knowledge for every game, but I think I could go through and like give you kind of like the quick synopsis. So like starting off from the classic ones, MK1, MK2, MK3. You would think that MK3 might have a shot at top two.
Really?
Because I assume MK3 is the loved one.
I assume 2 is the loved one.
I mean, you might have better knowledge on this than me, because like I think you might have been more around during that era. My way of calling you old.
You might have been more around during that era.
I just called him ancient.
That is the fucking funniest thing ever. But yeah, no, I mean, I wasn't actually around. I mean, I was around, but I wasn't playing games when these were coming out. But like from reading the magazines and stuff of how they would talk about it, like I kind of feel like Mortal Kombat 3 was like forgettable, but like I could be totally off on this, but I remember there was one, and then it was kind of like Street Fighter where there was the first one, but then the second one was like was it. But I feel like Street Fighter 3 kind of is the cult classic of Street Fighter. I don't think that's the case for Mortal Kombat, but I am talking out of my ass.
Gotcha. See, Mortal Kombat 3, I don't know if you remember like the Mortal, it was like an Ultimate Edition or some kind of like
trilogy.
Maybe,
Mortal Kombat
like,
trilogy.
I assume there was like some addition that like brought it back, where it's like, oh, this is now what classic Mortal Kombat is. But again, this is me speaking out my ass. But I think either way, right, for the top, for like a high up spot, we're talking, I think, either MK2, MK3, right? Like, for the classic Mortal Kombat run, MK1 obviously was groundbreaking for being the first Mortal Kombat and like starting that conversation of like violence in video games and contributing to that M rating alongside what was that game? Night Trap? Was it Night Trap? That like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That led that conversation. So MK1 has that like legacy status to it, right? But I think if you're talking about the best Mortal Kombat games and you're gonna go for a classic one, then yeah, I think probably MK2, MK3. Because MK4 is where I remember people started hating.
Division.
Yeah. Because yeah. MK4, N64. Sort of the beginning of that 3D era.
Yeah.
I've sat and I watched the cutscene compilations from MK4, and when I tell you that they're bad, that's some terrible content. If you ever want to laugh, like have a good evening and just fucking like making fun of some shit, go watch all the MK4 endings for the characters, because this is really bad.
Okay.
So I'm not expecting MK4 to be high on this list, if on this list whatsoever.
So that's the classic era.
Yeah.
Then we move on to the 3D era.
Yes. Deadly Alliance. People love that one. People love that one for the 3D era, I should say.
Yeah.
Once you get into the 3D era of Mortal Kombat, it becomes way more about the story and the modes than the gameplay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I was just hanging out in, like, a Mortal Kombat, like, Discord with, like, some people playing, and we were talking about, like, dude, the 3D era was awesome until you get to the gameplay. And then it's like, oh, okay, like, this is where things get rough. But when you talk about the narratives, the cutscenes, the intros for the games, the like chess combat and deception, the motor combat in Armageddon, then you're getting into like a lot of the fun shit that was like, you know, around the center of the gameplay. The crypt, yeah, like those modes that were really fun. Deadly Alliance though, like, was one that I didn't play, but I've heard so much about, and I know people love it just for the story of it.
Deadly Alliance was the one that I played the most, I would say, out of all the Mortal Kombat games.
Mine was probably, during that era, was Deception. And I loved Deception.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah. That was the one that it had Shujinko as the main character. Shujinko was like, you would walk around like this open, pretty much an open world, actually. And you would learn how to fight from Bo Raicho.
Right. Yeah.
And all these different characters. You can like fast forward time and see time happen all around you by just like meditating. And that shit was pretty dope. You could visit all the different realms, which was really cool. You had a character, like I said, Bo Raicho. You had Ashra introduced in that game. You had Havoc introduced in that game. Like a really good handful of characters introduced in that game. That said, I feel like people don't talk about it with the same reverence as a Deadly Alliance. Like, I think with that, you kind of have diminishing returns with the three ones, where with each one, people get more less and less excited about them.
How many were there? Because there was Deadly Alliance, Deception. There was a third one, right?
Armageddon,
yes. Okay, I don't remember that one at all.
Armageddon will not be on this list. Armageddon, that was like the Smash Ultimate where everybody was playable. But the problem was, because there's so many characters, just the balancing and all that stuff was off. That was that one. They also introduced a create your own finisher mechanic, which in theory, really cool. In practice, not that cool, right? I think people just prefer the canned like finishers that were already there, because that was like, you're there to watch the show, right? Like when you're, oh, I'm gonna press down this and back X to like rip off an arm, then rip off another arm, then like, you know, punch their guts in or whatever. It's neat, but it just doesn't have the staying power as the canned finishers. And so yeah, I think if you're gonna rank the three ones, I think you're gonna go Deadly Alliance, Deception, and Armageddon. Here's the thing though, there's another PS2 era Mortal Kombat that's not a fighting game. Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks. That was like this 3D.
Yeah, dude.
3D action adventure Mortal Kombat that a lot of people had a lot of fondness for.
I like that a lot. I mean, if I remember, it was like a 7, but that is a PS2 ass 7 that I'm like, oh yeah, that's the one. There was also a 2D platformer on the Genesis era, Sub-Zero.
The Sub-Zero game.
Origins?
Yeah. Well, it was Mortal Kombat. Oh, I forget the full title, but it was like Legacy? Mortal Kombat.
No.
It's something like Legacy. It's one of those words.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero is what it was.
I don't remember it being good, but it was cool. But all right, yeah. Well, even just thinking about, so we just had Mortal Kombat 1, which was really Mortal Kombat
12.
So Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3, 4, Deadly Alliance, Deception, Armageddon. That's up to 7. The reboot was 9.
Well, you're missing
out. So we're missing 2.
Wait. We had Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3, 4. Shaolin Monks.
Does that count? Monks count as
Deadly Alliance. Deception. Deadly Alliance. Hold on, let me do this again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Deadly Alliance, Deception, Armageddon. That's 7 right there.
Yeah.
DC, Mortal Kombat versus DC. That's number 8.
That's right. That's 8.
And then Mortal Kombat 9 was the reboot.
Got it. There
and
we
then
go.
10, then 11, then 12.
Damn, MK versus DC, baby. That was a game.
Yeah, that one is on the list. I don't think it's high on the list.
I had a lot of fun with it. Especially like pre Injustice days, like my friends and I fucking loved that game. But definitely
just
that
for like the crossover of it all.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah. I remember definitely the fighting mechanics being frustrating for sure. Cause that was like the weird one where it was like kind of 3D and there was like you could kind of change like the angle that you were kind of fighting in, but that shit was like weird and clunky for sure.
Yeah.
And that one also just was less violent because it had the DC characters. So they had to tone down all the things that make Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat. I think that's honestly the main thing that's going to bring it down in this list, in this conversation. The thing though, that I think maybe could put it on the list, but low on the list, is that I think when we start ranking Mortal Kombats, you then start to get into, well, are most of these games, are they fun for the gameplay or are they fun for the gimmicks? And then you start ranking the gimmicks. And like DC, finding DC is a pretty good gimmick there, right? But like I think once you get past Mortal Kombat versus DC, with the last let's say three iterations, because we're not going to count Mortal Kombat 1, because this list, again, was written by GameSpot. It was put out August 11th, and so it's not going to have Mortal Kombat 1 on there. MK9, MK10,
that's the top of the list, right?
That's the top of the list.
Yeah.
With, like maybe one of the classic ones in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, even for me, like, I feel like I would put 11 as the highest.
Yeah. I mean, I would think MK10, MK11. I know people like both of them more or less for different reasons, but I think when you're talking about quality of fighting game between the rest of the list, MK10 and MK11 are up there. MK9 is dope because it helped redefine Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And it brought us to the place we needed to be. Hey, let's get back into being a 2D fighter. Let's introduce the X-ray attacks, which brought a lot to it, right? Like,
yep.
Let's really hone in the foundation of what Mortal Kombat needs to be in the modern era, and then 10 and 11 and now 12, aka 1, build off of that. So MK9, I think MK9 is going to be top 5. That's my prediction. I think that's a top 5.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And then let's get into it. I'm thinking number one is going to be either MK10 or 11. And then number two is going to be a classic one. And then number three is going to be the other. If that makes sense. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
All right. Let's get into it. Again, this is GameSpot. This is Darren Bothus, who wrote this list. At number 10. Oh, actually, at number 11, we got Mortal Kombat 4.
Okay, cool. So, yeah.
So, this is a top 11 list. So, this is them. This is them ranking every mainline.
Oh, every mainline. Okay.
Every mainline Mortal Kombat. Interesting.
Cool.
So yeah, like we mentioned, Mortal Kombat 4 is not liked. It's probably considered a bad video game. Getting it to number 10, Mortal Kombat Armageddon. I forgot if I mentioned that. Yeah, this one was not great.
You mentioned the balance issue, so that makes sense.
Yes. Like the
my biggest question is, I want to know how high 3 is going to be, because I just don't have frame of reference for 3.
I'm hyped. Yeah, I'm excited because I would have sworn that 3 was the beloved one, but now we're about to see. At number 9. Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Honestly,
I wish I wrote out a clear prediction of all these, because so far, this is one for one.
Yeah, I totally think that you would have nailed it.
At number 8, we have Mortal Kombat, the first one. Which, I can see.
I can see, but like, that means they're putting Deception and Deadly Alliance above it.
Which I agree with. Like, I think Mortal Kombat 1 has the legacy, or the first Mortal Kombat, I should say, 1992, has the legacy going for it. But we're talking about gameplay. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say, Deception is better. Like, the PS2 games are better than this. At number 7, we got Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance.
Oh, shit. So Deception getting the nod for the 3D era.
Which, again, I'm down for, because Deception is my Mortal Kombat. I might have underrated how much people like Deception. At number 6, we got Mortal Kombat 2011, which is Mortal Kombat 9, which is the reboot. Lower than what I would have thought. I would have thought that this would have gone above like a Deception and maybe the other 2D ones.
At E3 2010, which was my first E3, this was the very first Behind Closed Doors demo I ever saw. And I felt, me and Alfredo were sitting there like, can you fucking believe we're here?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That must have been mind-blowing to watch this game.
Oh, it was. It really was.
At number 5. We got Mortal Kombat X.
Holy shit. Okay, cool. So
this is interesting.
That means, top 4. We still have 2, 3, Deception, and 11.
Yeah. At number 4, we got Mortal Kombat 2.
So I was totally off on 3.
Yo, this top 3 is no matter how this shakes out, I'm with it, right? If we're putting Deception this high and we're putting Mortal Kombat 11 this high,
the eras.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. They want to represent those eras, but then also, I think they're picking the right ones here. So coming in at number 3, we got Mortal Kombat Deception, which I agree.
So here it is. Mortal Kombat 3 or
at number 2,
Mortal Kombat 11.
We got Mortal Kombat 3, which means at number 1, we got Mortal Kombat 11.
Hell yeah.
This is a fucking fantastic list.
Now,
I am, Mortal Kombat 11, fantastic video game. For me, is interchangeable between 10 or 11, which one I'm putting above, but I think 11 is an excellent choice. Having Deception in top 3, speaking to my heart here, fucking fantastic choice. And then Mortal Kombat 3, they didn't list a specific edition, they just said Mortal Kombat 3, but I think yeah, like from the conversations I'm pretty sure I've heard, right? Like a lot of people love this one. And yeah, I think this one had like a lot of like more of the combo-y strings attached to it. And yeah, you have like brutalities, mercies, animalities, all that stuff. Like I think there was just like a lot of content in here that people attach themselves to.
Mm. Now, this is an interesting one just because I know we're early on and you've only played so much. What is your first instinct on Mortal Kombat 1 holding up against the rest of this list?
Ooh, I like that question. I don't know if Mortal Kombat 1 is going to be the new number one, you know, because like when we get into the current modern era of Mortal Kombat, story plays a factor. And I don't know if one has my favorite story. I think it will have some people's favorite story, but it's that thing where Mortal Kombat, I don't want to spoil anything. It does things that like I feel like I've seen other things do better. Right? Like it goes for a lot of things that I think we've seen before. And because of that, like I'm like, okay, this is cool, but I don't know if it's as cool as this thing or this thing or this thing. And so like I think I put some of the other stories above it still. And then gameplay wise, I don't know. Like I think I like the cameo system fine, but as I'm playing it, like I look back at 11 being able to customize your moveset, and I look back at 10 and being able to like have the different like the three different movesets you can choose per character. And there's something about that method of like Mortal Kombat that like I think I might like more than the cameos, but I'm still getting a feel for it. And so it's hard to put. I think it'll be top five. I think it might be toward the middle of the list, maybe of this list. But I don't know if it's gonna be number one. That's where I'm at currently with it.
That's but exciting though.
Yeah, Tim, I can't wait for you to play it. I'm very excited to know. Talk to you about it.
I don't want to spend $100, man.
Don't do it. But don't do it, Tim.
Don't worry.
Ladies and gentlemen, what are some of your favorite Mortal Kombats? Let us know in the comments below. Until next time. And also, yeah, two thumbs up to this list. Two thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They did it.
Until next time, I've been Bless. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett. It's been our pleasure to serve you.